compassion for people.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, Trevor Moik was able to work through that second inning, but it wasn't a shutout for him. And well, I guess that means that he lied to me earlier today. I was talking to him a little bit before the game, and he's like, I'm going 4 shutout. I was saying, man, you got to go 5. Well, unfortunately, he doesn't keep the shutout going, but still through 2 innings. He hasn't pitched too poorly. 37 pitches through the 2, but Noah Weck only threw 12 in that first inning. He did allow the solo shot to Jake Boshé in the first pitch that he threw, and now leading off the bottom of the second, tied at 1-1. Royce Clayton Jr. at the plate takes the first pitch inside for ball 1. 1-0 the count, and he swings and sends one foul, a dribbler down the first baseline and out of play towards the Rafters dugout. 1-1 the count to Clayton. Right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup with Noah Weck on the mound. 1-1 count is laced, and oh my goodness, what a catch from third base by Jaron Cotton. He did the same thing that Hayden Carlson did, but they don't call it the hot corner for no reason. And that one caught out of the air robs Royce Clayton Jr. of a hit. It's an L5 in the books, and it brings up Nick Adrian with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the second. First pitch on the way home to Nick Adrian. It misses low for ball number 1. Adrian, right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup. Still tied at 1, and Adrian, he has no home runs on the season as that one is taken for strike number 1, a 1-1 count. But, you know, he's got the power, but it really has been a tough year for him offensively. 1-1 the count, gets a swing and a miss for strike number 2, and as of late, he's been in a little bit of a cold spell, trying to kind of break out of it. And he had been feeling pretty good about his swing prior to that cold spell as he fouls one off. And well, now just trying to get back to his swing and get his confidence back. He's been seeing the ball a little bit better. You go back to last week, going from Monday through Saturday, as the first pitch missing to Adrian makes it now 2-2. It'd been a while since he'd had that ball. And Adrian trying to take pitches here, and that's been the biggest thing for him as this one is fouled back. Keeps it 2-2 and fighting at the plate. That's been the biggest improvement that I've seen offensively from him. But from June 29th to July 5th, he had reached base 6 times and been retired 6 times. 50% on base percentage. 2-2 count is hit to the left side, and that gets on through into left field. So Adrian picks up a hit, and he snaps that hitless streak as he gets on to first base with a 1-out single. That's a way to start snapping out of things, as it brings up Landon Gaz to the plate. With 1 away and 1 on in the bottom of the second, tied 1-1. And Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup with Noah Weck on the mound. The Rafters scored their 1 run in the bottom of the first. It was a leadoff shot from Jake Boshé. Adrian over on first base, and Gaz takes the first pitch called for strike number 1. On the year, Nick Adrian has stolen a couple of bags for the Rafters. Not all too many, but a few of them. Pitch on the way home. Gets another swing and a miss from Gaz as the count moves to 0-2. Adrian has 5 stolen bases this year. He's been caught just 1 time. He's over on first base, but an 0-2 count to Landon Gaz. Pitch on the way home is fouled off and lasered down the right field line, but out of play. So still 0-2, and Gaz, in his own right, has been facing some struggles with the Rafters. 3-for-18 to start off his Rafters season. It's his second year with Wisconsin Rapids. He returns from last year. Batting average early in the second half works out to 167 as this one is hit pretty well to left center field, and that will bounce off the wall. Runners each trying to advance, and the throw to second is not in time as Landon Gaz has his first extra base hit of the season. Back-to-back hits by the Rafters have runners on second and third with only one out in the bottom of the second. Noah Weck not seeing nearly the same dominance that he had back in the first appearance of the second half. Weck, seven innings and had 12 strikeouts in his appearance, but, well, this one hasn't nearly been as dominant. He's already allowed four hits. He had allowed just two hits in the game last time out, so the Rafters have done their homework as the first pitch to Luke Skinner misses inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Luke Skinner, left-handed hitting third baseman for the Rafters, trying to send home those runners on second and third. 1-0 count is hit out towards the left field side, reaching towards the rat trap. It will bounce and get out of play to bring it 1-1. Skinner, I talked to him for the pregame show earlier today, and it was a great conversation getting to talk to him about all of the troubles of getting back from the injury and how he's trying to fight at the plate right now. And he was able to get a hit in the last game that he played, to go back to last night at Wausau, and he went 1-for-4 in the game, and now trying to improve upon that. The 1-1 count is taken away for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Had to fight back from injury, and well, it hasn't been the return that he was hoping for, but still looking to do the most. He had a lot of RBIs early in the season. 2-1 count is popped up, though, towards the left side of the infield. Third baseman over to it, and it will be off the glove. It lands and bounces away, but nobody else is going to advance. It ends up being an E5 there, as it just can't be brought in by Jaron Cotton. He had made a highlight play just a little bit ago, and the sun up there in the sky maybe causing the error, but wasn't tracking it cleanly and had to run over to it last second and not able to bring it into the glove. So it goes down as the first error of the game for the Dock Spiders, and now the bases are loaded with only one out in the bottom of the second. Still 1-1, and at the plate, Jake Beauchesne. And, well, he doesn't send that pitch over the wall. The first one that he sees, he takes it for strike number one. His previous two pitches, he had sent over that left field wall. Now an 0-1 count. He hit the home run to lead off the first inning. That's the only run of the game for the Rafters so far. Sends this one to the right side on the ground. Could be 2-4-6 back to first. It's not in time. No throw actually ends up coming. It's an RBI fielder's choice from Jake Beauchesne. He's got two RBIs on the game, and the Rafters have the 2-1 lead in the bottom of the second. And did just enough to send home that runner, as Nick Adrian came home to score. Landon Gaz headed over to third base, and Luke Skinner out at second. Runners on the corners with two away in the bottom of the second. Rafters a chance to extend the lead with Junior Barajas up at the plate. Swings and misses at the first pitch to bring it 0-1, and Barajas certainly loves swinging, as he has been really good this year, especially at getting extra base hits. He had another extra base hit last night. And you look at the game earlier, of course, he had the home run in the ninth inning. Kept his extra base hit streak going, as that now moves to an 0-2 count. Well, I had said that it had kept on rolling along with the game at Wausau. Actually, that one was not his best game. It did snap that extra base hit streak that he had going. 0-2 count taken away for ball number one, now 1-2. But he still did reach base. So Junior Barajas getting back on track with the home run earlier. He's got four home runs, four doubles throughout his now nine games as a Rafter. This is number 10. 1-2 count, gets a swing and a miss. That's strike number three, and Barajas leaves them on the corners. But the Rafters did not come up empty. They scored one run on two hits. There was one error, and the Rafters left two on base. We head to the top of the third, and it's 2-1 Wisconsin Rapids here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third coming your way here from Wisconsin Rapids, and Trevor Moik back out to work here in the top of the third. It is 2-1, the Rafters leading the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, and it was an RBI from Jake Beauchesne, his second of the game. He's driven in both runs. The first one was an RBI from a home run. The second one, though, on a fielder's choice that sent home the go-ahead run. So 2-1, the Rafters lead as the first pitch of the third inning is in there for a strike to T.P. Wentworth. Wentworth, the left-handed hitting right fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Moik on the mound. 0-1 count on the way home. That one's in there for strike number two. 0-2, and Moik threw just 13 pitches in that second inning, but he did allow the tying run. Hoping not to allow the tying run here, the Dock Spiders have this game still a one-run gap as that one is fouled away by Wentworth. So he stays alive at the plate, and Wentworth entering this game, well, he had been struggling batting average-wise, batting just .228. 0-2 count on the way, misses outside for ball number one, 1-2 the count. But Wentworth had four home runs and is slugging up to .391. Also been able to draw a few walks. It was OPS over 700. Grounder towards second here. Harper's got it. He'll double clutch, throw it to first, and got him in time. 4-3 on the putout. And that's one up, one down in the third for Trevor Moik. Brings up Parker Knoll to the plate with nobody on and one away. Still a 2-1 Rafters lead. And Knoll, the right-handed hitting center fielder for the Dock Spiders. It's a righty-righty matchup as the pitch on the way home misses below the zone for ball number one. Now 1-0 to the center fielder. Knoll from the University of Minnesota batting just .133 on the season for him as that pitch misses inside. Now a 2-0 count. And I am a little surprised he continues to bat this high in the order for the Dock Spiders. Obviously, he is a very highly thought of player for this team. 2-0 count, gets a swing and a miss to bring it 2-1. However, he has been struggling over the start of the second half. He is 2-for-20 on his season in the Northwoods League. Although one of those hits was for extra bases, he's got three RBIs. 2-1 count, misses low for ball number three. It's 3-1, but batting just .100 on the year. He He's got a sub-400 OPS. 3-1 count on the way. It's a swing and a miss for strike number two. 3-2 the count. James Hankerson Jr. is on deck. Taking a look at the Rafters defensive lineup. Over on the mound, it's Trevor Moick with Nick Adrian behind the plate. Righty-righty matchup with Moick on the mound. Full count, gets a swing and a miss. Oh, yeah. Strike number three, and Noel goes down with the K. It's the fourth strikeout for Trevor Moick here in the top of the third. Brings up James Hankerson Jr. with the bases empty. Still a 2-1 Rafters lead. And with two outs, Hankerson fighting to keep the inning alive. The first pitch to him. Misses in the dirt for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And, man, Trevor Moick, you love what you've been seeing from him in this start. And really, as of late for the Rafters, he's been continuing his momentum from the mound. He gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Hankerson, 0-0 on the game. He walked back in the first inning, but swings and misses again to bring it 1-2. Moick looking for a 3-up, 3-down third inning, but needs just one more strike to do so. Hankerson at the plate, lefty-righty matchup. Guy from Florida State, pitch on the way is a tad outside, and Moick thought for a second that was going to be called for strike number three. And well, he does have this long walk-off on the mound. After releasing the pitch, he always walks down the mound. 2-2 count, check swing, and that one does not get called for a strike. Moick thought that was a called strike, doesn't like the call, and not only that, but he doesn't like that it wasn't called a swing either. I don't think it was a swing from up here, but it was certainly close to hitting the zone. Either way, it's a 3-2 count to Hankerson. And the pitch on the way, this one is smoked out towards right center field on the run back at the warning track. It is off the scoreboard, and this one ties the game up. James Hankerson Jr. goes yard and makes it 2-2. Solo shot there, and Trevor Moick right now. Now, he's just got to be thinking, hey, I should be out of this one, but now a 2-2 ball game in the top of the third inning, and Trevor Moick back to work against Landon Mensick. Almost had a 3-up, 3-down inning, but couldn't quite get the call, and now he's going to get the first pitch called for strike number one to Landon Mensick. No swing from him, and, well, Moick still going a season long if he's able to record one more out as that pitch misses away for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Moick, his season long was 2 2/3 innings. He did that 4 days ago back at Madison, allowing just one run. 1-1 the count. It misses low and away for ball number two, now 2-1. And that pitching appearance at Madison, it was split up because of the rain delay. About a 55-minute delay, and the 2-1 count misses inside for ball number three. Now 3-1 to Mensick. But Moick had been pitching prior to that and came back out after the delay was over. Very impressive, and he still managed to pitch pretty well. 3-1 count here is a fly ball foul down the right field line. Once again, the count is full to the Dock Spiders. Landon Mensick trying to keep the inning going. Two away, base is empty, tied at two. 3-2 count is fouled off the foot of Mensick, so he does stay alive, and once again, it'll be a 3-2 count. Almost everyone working a full count this inning. The only one who didn't was T.P. Wentworth, but he still saw five pitches. 3-2 the count on the way to Mensick, and this one is called for strike number three, and that time Moick is going to get out of the inning, but not before the one run came across. On the one hit, it was a homer, and there were no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the third. It's 2-2 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Noah Weck is still working on the mound for the Dock Spiders, and he's thrown just 35 pitches through the two innings. But, well, the Rafters hoping to do some more damage as it has been tied up 2-2 as we enter the bottom of the third inning. Weck going to be taking on the 3-4-5 batters due up in the third for Wisconsin Rapids. That's Hayden Carlson, Eric Harper, and Hiroto Kobayashi. So Carlson getting things led off, the right-handed hitting shortstop up for the second time this game. He's got nobody on ahead of him and hoping to keep his hot start to the year alive. Entered today batting 333, but two games played today. This is the second one, and that pitch taken for strike number one, an 0-1 count. And in the first game, Hayden Carlson ended up going 0-3, but did reach on a hit-by-pitch and an error. 0-1 the count is hit over towards third. It's picked up. The throw across the diamond. That one is in time. A 5-3 putout and takes care of Hayden Carlson as Eric Harper will step up to the bag with one away and the bases empty in the bottom of the third. Still a tie game, and Harper, the right-handed hitting second baseman who hails from Northern Oklahoma College, Tonkawa, a native of Brentwood, Tennessee. Righty-righty matchup with Noah Weck. First pitch on the way, and that misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Harper takes the second pitch again for ball number two, 2-0. Harper 1-for-1 on the game. He singled back in the first inning. 2-0 count in there for strike number one. Now sitting at 2-1, Harper will be followed by Hiroto Kobayashi. 2-1 on the way, in there for strike number two, right on that lower outside edge. And Harper saw just one pitch in that first inning that he was able to put into play. 2-2, though, he swings and misses. That's strike number three, and Harper is retired for the first time this game. Two up, two down for Noah Weck in the third inning. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with the bases empty. Still tied at two in the bottom of the third. Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Weck on the mound. Pitch on the way home, misses south of the zone for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Royce Clayton Jr. on deck if it gets to him. The 1-0 gets a three-quarter swing, and he went around on it as that's strike number one. Now a 1-1 count. The Rafters here at home trying to get a win in front of the home faithful. One and one count is hit over towards second base. Picked up the throw on to first, and they got him in time for out number three. Three up, three down in the third inning. A very efficient inning for Noah Weck. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the fourth. It's 2-2 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures one in three adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's 2-2 in the top of the fourth inning, and the Rafters are turning to a new pitcher on the mound. It is Preston Steiner who takes over for Wisconsin Rapids. So Preston Steiner in for Trevor Moick, and Moick disappointed that he couldn't have allowed one run less. It came in on two outs in the third inning with the bases empty. It was a solo shot from James Hankerson Jr. that ended up making it a 2-2 game. It was the game-tying shot. Now Steiner taking over on the mound for the Rafters, and well, it's been a little bit of a struggle for him early in the season, and hoping to turn it around. It's only been a couple of appearances, and so it certainly can get better, and that's what the Rafters are hoping for out of Steiner. His last time out, just one inning pitched against Lakeshore, but he did allow three runs. All three were earned on two hits with one strikeout. On the season, he's allowed five earned runs over his one inning pitch. That's well, hoping to bring it down, and he'll have the chance here as he comes into the game in only the fourth inning. So I'd assume if he pitches well enough, he might be back out for a second, maybe even third inning if he's able to retire these batters. He's taken on the 6-7-8 batters due up in the top of the fourth inning from the Dock Spiders. Left-handed pitcher has the first one inside for ball number one. Taylor Freeman at the plate. He ripped a double back in the second inning and came around to score eventually. That was their first run of the game that he came across on. As the 1-0 count is ripped into left field, and that one gets through for a leadoff single. So Taylor Freeman, as that one gets by Jake Beauchesne, and so he's all the way over to second base now. Well, I had kind of taken my eyes up as it ends up getting past Jake Beauchesne. And so an error as that allows Taylor Freeman over to second base. Runner in scoring position with nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. And now runner in scoring position, and the first pitch to Jonathan Fitz is taken low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Jonathan Fitz, right-handed hitting catcher from the University of San Diego. Righty-lefty matchup, and this one is smoked down the left field line over to Beauchesne. This time he picks it up and throws it back in, and Luke Skinner cuts it off as That's back-to-back singles for the Dock Spiders and puts runners on the corners with nobody out in the top of the fourth. Brings up Tommy Guggins to the plate, who's done some damage against the Rafters this season. Runner on third is Taylor Freeman. On first, it's Jonathan Fitz. Guggins, right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-lefty matchup. First pitch to him is going to miss inside and goes all the way to the backstop. A wild pitch allows the runner from third to score and makes this a 3-2 Dock Spiders lead here in the top of the fourth inning. Sends Jonathan Fitz over to second base. And Tommy Guggins, now a 1-0 count with a runner in scoring position. Still nobody out in the top of the fourth. Steiner brings the pitch home but misses it inside for ball number two. Now for a second, I thought that Guggins had been hit by that first pitch. He hadn't, and now he swings and misses at this one to bring it 2-1. That's why I had thought that the ball went to the backstop at first, and probably a big reason why Nick Adrian didn't bring it in behind the plate. Not because he did get hit, but because the batter was kind of in the line of sight. Backed out of the way just in time, and the 2-1 count misses low to bring it 3-1. So even though Guggins didn't get hit by the pitch, he did bring a run home by getting out of the way of that. So now 3-1 with the runner on second. Guggins trying to work on base. Now seeing this one, he swings and misses. That's a great breaking ball from Preston Steiner, and he's got a full count to Tommy Guggins. Guggins trying to work on base any way that he can. Full count here, and the pitch from Steiner misses inside for ball number four, and that's three straight batters that have reached for the Dock Spiders. Back-to-back singles to lead off the inning, and then Tommy Guggins draws the six-pitch walk. Brings up Jaron Cotton with runners on first and second, and nobody out in the top of the fourth. 3-2, the Dock Spiders lead. And Cotton, the right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-lefty matchup. First pitch on the way. That one misses inside. It's ball number one. Cotton had to back out of the way for that. He singled back in the second inning, so Cotton 1-for-1 on the game. He also made a highlight diving play over at third base earlier. Robbed a hit from Royce Clayton Jr. as this one is fouled away by Cotton trying to place down a bunt. And a 1-1 count. Tommy Guggins on first base. Jonathan Fitz on second. And Fitz, the catcher for the Dock Spiders, he does not have a stolen base this season. Playing in quite a few games. 1-1 count. Misses high and outside for ball number two. It's now 2-1 to Cotton. It's 19 games on the season, no stolen bases for him, so not really expecting him to take off, even though Tommy Guggins behind him is a very quick runner. 2-1 count on the way. This one misses low, gets a little bit away from Adrian, but not far enough to allow Fitz to take off. So now a 3-1 count with the two runners on. And Steiner just trying to get outs here. He's got to find his location. Left-handed pitcher from North Iowa Area Community College. Didn't have his best season last year, but his first season was very strong as that one misses outside for ball number four. And, you know, you got to wonder what's going on with Steiner, because you know that he's been able to pitch well before. Obviously, baseball, a mental game, but not just that. There are always the mechanics that you work on, and sometimes it's hard to put them all together. And, well, that's oftentimes what allows these pitchers to miss their spots. And right now, Mike Spears going to be trying to bring him back into the right mindset, make sure that he knows where to throw his pitches. And not just that, but now a lot of times, you know, these pitchers, they know where to throw the ball. They know how to throw the ball, but it's a matter of putting it all together at the same time and a matter of focus. And if you're in the wrong state of mind or you're not thinking about the right things, even if you know the right way, you're not able to execute it all in one time. That's why Mike Spears goes out there. You know, he says, okay, you're getting these parts right. This is what I can see you're focusing on, but part of your mechanics, they're a little bit off here, and this is what you should be focusing on. And to remember that, you got to make sure you're right in the right state of mind. Because he does know these things, but sometimes, you know, they can get lost behind all of the other knowledge that are in the brains of these pitchers. I mean, they work their entire careers to get to a point like this. Steiner, no different. Bases loaded with nobody out in the top of the fourth, and back to the top of the card with Devin Nunez at the plate. It's 3-2 Dockspiders, and the first pitch misses inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Nunez, left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. First time that Steiner's faced someone from the same side. 1-0 count is a fly ball out towards deep left field. On the run, it's back and bounces off the wall over the head of Beauchesne. Here comes one run. Here comes another. And it's a 2-RBI double for Devin Nunez to make it 5-2 Dockspiders in the top of the fourth. Big-time hit from the leadoff man. Jaron Cotton heads over to third base on it. And that's five straight base runners for Fond du Lac here to start off the fourth inning. Runners now on second and third with nobody out in the top of the fourth. The Dockspiders have already put up three runs to take the 5-2 lead. Now T.P. Wentworth at the plate. He sends one well hit towards center field on a liner, and that one gets over the head of Royce Clayton Jr. Here comes one run once again. Here comes another. It's a 2-RBI double for T.P. Wentworth, and that makes it 7-2 Dockspiders in the top of the fourth. Well, one of the toughest things about doubleheaders is that you don't want to move to the bullpen early, and you don't want to pull guys before they have to. And that's one of the reasons why you're going to see Preston Steiner still out here just trying to get out and right now unable to, and steps off the mound, but he was already going home. It's a balk that allows the runner over to third base. And there was something off with Steiner on that pitch, and he didn't even get it to come home, as that will bring up the call to the bullpen. Ziggy stepping out here, and not the night for Preston Steiner that he was hoping for. Not able to record an out, and, well, the inning for him did not go his way. And got a feel for him right now. He's trying to get back into that mindset and trying to get back into the form that you know that he can pitch in, but just not able to do it here so far. So the pitching change brings in Justin Battle, as that means we will head to a quick break. We'll come back with more Rafters baseball for you here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
bad, guys. My bad, guys. I was supposed to be on the air this whole time. Welcome in to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. We're back to work in the top of the fourth inning, and, well, it hasn't been the best inning for Wisconsin Rapids. Five runs have already come across for the Dock Spiders. They had the back-to-back two RBI doubles from Devin Nunez and T.P. Wentworth. That combined for four runs there. They've also had the run that came across on the wild pitch earlier as Justin Battle gets out to work here for the Rafters. First pitch from him is called for strike number one to Parker Knoll. So Preston Steiner has his line almost finalized, but realized I never gave you Trevor Moik's line, as Moik had his outing finished going three innings. The 0-1 count to Knoll misses for a ball and brings it back even. 1-1 the count. Moik went three innings, allowed two runs. Both were earned on three hits, two walks, five strikeouts, one wild pitch. He faced 14 total batters on 61 pitches. 1-1 count, misses outside to Parker Knoll. Now 2-1. And Justin Battle trying to calm things down. There is a runner on third with nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. And Justin Battle coming into this game, he's looking to continue the momentum that he's been able to bring in, as this one is fouled down the third base line and brings it 2-2. And, well, went a little long in his appearance at Madison. Just had to get through the innings there as the Rafters were down long enough. And at that point in the game, you're just trying to finish it up without using many pitchers. So even though Battle was kind of past the time when you'd like to use him, he still pitched out there, tried to get out of the game. 2-2 the count. It's fouled back and stays 2-2. And so that kind of resulted in a couple of extra runs coming off across his line that wouldn't have been there earlier. He had been real good through his first two innings in that game against Madison. It allowed just the one run to come across and score. And in his first appearance for the Rafters, back on July 3rd against Lakeshore, he didn't allow a run in 1 1/3 innings. 2-2 count is on the outside edge, called for strike number three. Third strikeout of the game from Parker Knoll, and that's the first out of the fourth inning. One away and a runner on third base still. That's T.P. Wentworth as James Hankerson Jr. comes up to the plate with a 7-2 Dock Spiders lead. Hankerson, the left-handed hitting first baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Battle on the mound. Hankerson from FSU, and the first pitch to him misses inside for ball number one. He, of course, had the solo shot in the third inning off of Trevor Moik. But he also drew a walk in the first inning, so he's 1-for-1. 1-0 the count on the way to the left-handed hitter. Pitch is fouled back and off the netting as it bounces up and hits the roof to make it 1-1. Landon Mensick is on deck, and unless there's a double play, then you're expecting him to come up to the plate. Not going to be easy to get a double play with the runner on third base. Nobody on first. 1-1 the count. This one's hit well out towards left field. It's well deep enough that it will bring that runner from third home. It's a sacrifice fly from James Hankerson Jr., and that makes this an 8-2 Dock Spiders lead in the top of the fourth. Two away, though, and the base is empty, as Justin Battle has retired the two batters that he's seen, and that does make Preston Steiner's line final, as the inherited runners did come home to score on his line. And a grounder over towards third, picked up by Skinner. He'll throw across the diamond over to first, picked up by Gaz, and it's a 5-3 put out. Landon Mensick 0-for-3 on the game, and that gets us out of the fourth inning. But six runs come across for the Dock Spiders on four hits. There was one error from the Rafters, and there was nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 8-2 Fond du Lac here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits. No, we can't read them. deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you from 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Well, now to work in the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Raptors have a hole they have to dig out of. That doesn't really make sense. Usually you dig yourself into the hole, but got to dig out. I guess you could tunnel up. That's what the Raptors are going to try and do. It's 8-2 in the bottom of the fourth, and Royce Clayton Jr. getting things led off as Noah Weck gets back to work for Fond du Lac. The right-hander fires and misses the first pitch outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Royce Clayton Jr. will be followed by Nick Adrian and Landon Gaz due up in the bottom of the fourth. The Dock Spiders scored 6 runs in the top of the fourth inning as the 1-0 count is going to miss a little bit north for ball number two. 2-0 the count. And Royce Clayton Jr., the right-handed hitter from Cal State Northridge, as that pitch misses high for ball number three. It's a 3-0 count. And Clayton, he is 0-1 in the game. He lined out to third back in the second inning. 3-0 count is high for ball number four, and Clayton working on for the first time this game. Leadoff man aboard for the Raptors. It's only the second time this game, but the first time they've actually had a base runner on from the leadoff man, because Jake Beauchesne came all the way around to score the one time that he was on. It was a solo shot to lead off the game on the very first pitch of the night. Pickoff attempt back to first base real quick. Didn't give Clayton almost any time to get set over there. And well, he slides back in head first. He was ready to go. We do have the final line on Preston Steiner as well, as it was not his best outing. And here, another pickoff attempt. That one's going to go into the tarp on the right field line. And so Royce Clayton Jr. over to second base. And well, now a runner in scoring position with nobody out on the E1. And runner on second base brings up Nick Adrian to the plate. Right-handed hitting catcher. Still hasn't seen the first pitch of the plate appearance. It's a righty-righty matchup with Weck on the mound. Looks back to second. Now brings it home and misses the first pitch for ball number one. And Noah Weck, a little bit off his game here in the bottom of the fourth. He's had a little bit of downtime in between innings after the Dock Spiders put up 6 runs in the top of the fourth and forced a mid-inning switch from the pitching change. And that's now 6 straight balls from Noah Weck, as here comes a quick visit between Jonathan Fitz and Noah Weck as they'll discuss things to make sure that they're back on the same page. Noah Weck, through the first 3 innings, allowed 2 runs on 45 pitches. So his pitch count now up over 50 on the game, and we'll see how deep he goes into this one, as they'd love him to go as far as possible, but not sure if he'll be able to. As So runner still on second base, 2-0 the count. Weck looks back to second, but no pickoff move as this one is fouled back by Adrian. 2-1 the count. Adrian singled back in the second inning after fouling off a few pitches. On the seventh pitch of the plate appearance, sent a single into left field. 2-1 the count on the way home. It's upstairs for ball number three. 3-1 the count to Nick Adrian. Landon Gaz is on deck, and he had the double back in the second inning. So Rafters batters are looking to get hot. Here's the time to do so. 3-1 count outside for ball number four. Back-to-back walks to lead off the fourth inning, and the Rafters starting to cook with fire. Brings up Landon Gaz with two on and nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. And Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman, up for the second time this game. Mentioned it earlier, had the double back in the second inning. Ended up on third base where he was stranded, but still, he was a big part of that inning in allowing Nick Adrian to come home and score. Hoping to do the same here. The first pitch to him is taken on the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Righty-righty matchup with Weck on the mound and Gaz at the plate. Runner on second is Royce Clayton Jr. On first is Nick Adrian. Weck's look back to second. Now brings it home, and a swing and a miss from Gaz makes it an 0-2 count. He had an 0-2 count back in the second inning. Actually fouled one off even after that point, and then he ripped the double. But trying to make the same thing happen here with the two on. Weck looks back to second, takes a deep breath, now brings the pitch home. It's outside for ball number one, and the first ball that Landon Gaz has seen this game. And maybe Noah Weck is a little bit worried after Gaz hit the double off of him earlier, so trying to hit around the strike zone. 1-2 the count. Pitch on the way home to Gaz is taken just below the zone for ball number two. Now a 2-2 count. So Landon Gaz trying to keep this hot start to the inning alive. Back-to-back walks. Gaz a 2-2 count, though. Weck bringing home the pitch, and this one is crushed out towards left field. Going back, it's at the warning track, it's off the top of the wall. Here comes one run, here goes Gaz into second base. It's an RBI double, and the Rafters get a run back. And that one was oh so close to leaving the park. It bounced off the top of the wall and back into play. And not quite a home run, but the second extra base hit of the game for Landon Gaz, and that makes it now an 8-3 game, and likely will do it for Noah Weck, but we'll see if they make the call to the bullpen. They're having a chat up there, not taking the ball just yet, so actually looking like Weck will stay out there even after struggling out the gates here in the fourth inning. And the Rafters have been on his stuff a lot more this game than they had been in the past. In that first game against Weck at the start of the second half, man oh man, dominant stuff from Noah Weck. 7 innings, just 3 base runners allowed, and 2 of those on hits. Only 2 hits, but in this game, Rafters have 3 extra base hits along with a couple of other hits, and now have runners on second and third with nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. Luke Skinner at the plate, left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup. He reached on an E5 back in the second. Has a chance to add some RBIs, and the first pitch misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. I was talking about it a little bit earlier situationally for Skinner. He's been around since the beginning of the year with runners in scoring position batting 190 in 21 at-bats as the 1-0 count is going to be a called strike to make it 1-1. And Skinner, 10 RBIs on the season. He did miss about a month of action. A 1-1 count is away for ball number two. And talking to him earlier in today for the pregame interview. Getting back into the flow of things, he mentioned it was kind of just staying focused, trying to stay positive, and building a routine as well. 2-1 the count on the way to Skinner, and a breaking ball drops in there for strike number two. Good pitch from Noah Weck as he tries to regain his confidence. Rafters down 8-3 on the scoreboard, but their offense has been able to put up a couple of runs consistently early on. 2-2 the count is a fly ball foul down the right field line and out of play. Still a 2-2 count, and Skinner fighting to stay alive up there. And I was talking to him a little bit about the switch from power to contact, and well, he was saying, you know, certain situations you get a little bit of a different swing, but trying to just stay even through it, that's kind of been the focus the second half here. 2-2 count, gets a swing and a miss for strike number three. Not able to make contact with that one. Maybe eyes got a little too wide on the pitch, and he goes right on through it. 74 miles an hour on it. He had an early swing, and it brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate with one out and runners on second and third. And Beauchesne, he's already got two RBIs on the game for the Rafters. Drove in the first two runs of the game. The first one was a solo shot to left field to lead off the game, the very first pitch. His second RBI was a ground ball fielder's choice in the second inning, but he reached in plenty of time over at first base. There wasn't even a throw over there. It was a soft grounder and did the damage. First pitch to him, misses for ball number one. Now a 1-0 count. Righty-righty matchup with the two runners in scoring position, and the pitch there hits the lower outside corner to bring it 1-1. Junior Barajas is on deck, and another dangerous batter for the Rafters, who of course hit a home run in the game earlier today. Ryan Ament warming up in the bullpen for the Dock Spiders. 1-1 count, big swing and a miss for strike number two from Beauchesne. So Beauchesne 1-for-2 in the game with two RBIs and a home run. Had a home run in the game earlier today as well. So two home runs and a single on the day for Beauchesne, including both games of the doubleheader. 1-2 the count on the way home. It's hit up the middle, past the glove of the pitcher, over to second base. Throw to first is in time, but it's another RBI as it goes 4-3 on the putout, and the Rafters are able to cut the deficit down to four runs. So not quite out of it just yet, as Landon Gaz goes over to third base and Nick Adrian comes home to score. And Junior Barajas up at the plate. A single here can make it a three-run game. So that's what Barajas is trying to do. The left-handed hitting DH for the Rafters. First pitch to him is dropping in there for strike number one. And another great breaking ball from Noah Weck. Got some good movement on that pitch. Barajas 0-for-2 on this game, but earlier had a pair of hits. And the 0-1 count is in there for strike number two. He's taken these couple of pitches. Doesn't want to swing out of his shoes. He did swing and miss on strike three back in the second inning, but he flew out to left field in the first. Those are how his two plate appearances have gone. Trying to follow up the RBI of Jake Beauchesne with one of his own, as that one misses high and away for ball one. 1-2 the count. Going back to that second inning, Barajas had a runner on third base and on first. But here, he only has the runner on third. 1-2 count on the way is ripped foul down the first baseline, and it remains a 1-2 count, so Barajas fighting to stay alive. He's got a powerful swing. Maybe the best swing we've seen here on the Rafters. He has four home runs already in just the second half. He has the tie for the team lead. That's with Noah Ruiz, who had the entire first half to hit his four. 1-2 count, misses just away to bring it 2-2. And Barajas, man, he is just crushing the baseball. Tons of extra base hits for him, and his OPS sitting well over 1,000 right now. Got a 2-2 count here with the runner on third, and it's off the end of the bat, fouled down the left field line and out of play. So still 2-2. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance comes up next. Barajas from Saddleback College, son of a former Major League Baseball player, Rod Barajas, who played 15 seasons, and also the brother of Jace, another player on the rafters, and he pops this one straight back and out of play. Still a 2-2 count. Runner on third base is Landon Gaz, and he'll be running on any ball put into play as, well, not quite any ball, but almost any ball. 2-2 the count. And the pitch to Barajas outside for ball number three. 3-2 the count. And now it seems like any pitch he'll be taken off on. But not too much of a rush, as Barajas will have to reach safely. 3-2 the count. Pitch on the way home. It misses outside for ball number four. And Barajas works on to first base. He is on for the first time.